Actually, I did the West End musical. I did that for 19 months. But in the very, very, very early days, I didn't like to. I didn't move like that at all. Basically, I mean, with the I was in several bands like Denims. That's uncanny, isn't it? Denims, Shakin' Stevens and the Sunsets, and we used to do colleges and lots of London venues and that. And we had a mixture of tracks. And so yeah, we used to do obscure stuff really. And I don't think I actually did an Elvis Presley song in the set, but you know, when the sunset went down. I was offered this part after signing with Track Records, which nothing happened there for me at all. The label that was looking after Jimi Hendrix and The Who and that. I basically, the guy that came down to see me at the Greyhound, it was a small pub in London, and he said, well, as far as I'm concerned, you've got the part. So I did that for 19 months, the Elvis musical. There was Timothy Whittle to play the young part. I play the middle part with RCA, which I like that a lot. And PJ probably played the latter part, the Vegas part. And it won awards. I mean, you had David Bowie coming backstage. You had Carl Perkins coming backstage. You had, I could go on and on and on. And on. It was the musical for 19 months. There's no doubt about that. And it won lots and lots of awards. So, that kind of helped my career, basically, because two people come backstage and said, have you got a contract? I said, no. Have you got a manager? I said, no. And he said, one more. I said, yes, please. So there was a CBS just around the corner. They got me a contract. And I've made some records with them, and, flop, flop, flop. And basically, it turned around, just found got the right track. And as you say, Hot Dog was the first one. And that was done by, originally, that was done by a guy called Corky Jones. But the guy that we know him by the name is Buck Owens. And Buck Owens, unfortunately, died a couple of years back. And then I had a flop. Then you had Marie Marie, which opened it for me in Europe. And I had a flop. And This Old House opened up internationally.
But what was it like, Shaky, being at the peak of all that euphoria? Hit after hit after hit, as you say.
Well, it was, I mean, in those days, I mean, basically, the record companies were very greedy. You know, they wanted once you've released a hit, a record, they want another one, another one, another one, another one, an album, album, album. Where now it's more of a gap in between the product that you put out. But it was very hectic, always on the road, and then looking for the next record. And hey, you know, it took me a long time to get there. And I just went with it, really. There wasn't many TVs around at all at that particular time. Anyway, I mean, the only important TV at the time was Top of the Pops, and they had a few children's Saturday morning TV shows, and that was it. That was about it, really. Hence, you know, the attraction, and they were all on there. The Spandau Ballet, you know, your boy George, and that's what the attracted the kids, basically. I mean, the parents were the fans as well. But they take their kids to the shows, and that's how it went, really, basically. But
let's bring it right up to date. Echoes of our times. Fascinated to see, inspired by research into your family history, which brought you to Lincolnshire as well, didn't it, at one point?
Oh yes, of course. Yeah. Well, when we started researching the family. We had what you call half certificates. Mm-hmm. So it didn't give the full information on the certificates. So, and I didn't know anything about the family at all. And when people thought of Shakin' Stevens, they think, oh, it's the guy with lives in Wales in Cardiff, and he's had all these hits, and full stop. That's it. So I wanted to research the family and find out where the, what my family was about, and wasn't looking for any royalty or cash or anything like that. And it was very interesting, really, because it took us down to Cornwall, that. But Lincolnshire, we're looking on the certificates. There was a woman's name on there. The woman that brought me up, Florence May Venables, that was the lady that brought me up, and she was my mum. But the other lady that was on there was Susan Marshall, and I didn't know who that was. And of course, I didn't even know that my father was married before. He was married for a year, and of course, they had a son, Edward. And yes, they moved up to Lincolnshire.
Let's talk about the album. Just briefly tell us about the tracks and what went into it.
Well, Down in the Hole, as I say, with that came about really from my ancestors down in Cornwall. And basically, they were tin and copper miners. And basically, it was horrific conditions down there, very dark. I mean, you can imagine it, but just candles. You used to go down their ladders. Echoes of Our Times is about my dad, who went in the First World War, with two of his brothers, and came back, which is very unusual. And also other family members joined and was a gunner and lied about his age. He got in there and they kicked him out, and he got back in when he came of age. And then 4 years later, he was blown up. He was a gunner and he got blown up, and he died 8 days. And 11 days later, his son was born. Behind those secret lies, basically, there's all secrets and lies in families. We found quite a lot. I'm sure there's loads and loads out there. People can relate with these songs. Spread the word. We found Methodist preachers, and so it went on and on and on, basically. And that's how the album came together.
33 town tour, biggest ever UK tour for you, I believe. You came in to see us at the Bath Hall in Scunthorpe. What can we look forward to? What sort of show are you putting on?
Well, first of all, I have to say about the band, it's a 9-piece band, and we've got two BB singers, slide guitar, acoustics, drums, bass, harp, sax, piano, and acoustics, and accordions, and things like that. Yes, we'll be doing some of the hits. We'll be doing all the tracks from the Echoes of Our Times. There'll be some album tracks and songs they haven't heard me sing before. It's going to be a fantastic mix. We're going there to have a ball, and we want to see all the people there from Lincolnshire having a ball as well.